Hi, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, and I help entrepreneurs get greater clarity in their highest income producing areas of their business and their life. And right now we are hosting a show called My Investing Story. And the whole focus and the idea of My Investing Story is to help all of us learn why and how to invest. So our special guest today is Dean and Vicki Yeager. I am very excited. I've known them for a little while as we are all volunteers with the organization entitled Better Investing. And so we're going to talk with them about their investing story. And right now, I'm going to read a little about Vicki and then Dean. So Vicki knew nothing about investing and thought the stock market was only for professionals. Dean, on the other hand, started investing as a young teenager and has been an active investor for over 50 years. He is also on the board of directors of the Better Investing Volunteer Advisory Board, chairman, Better Investing National Convention, and an investment club member for over 30 years. Now, I am going to stop there, and I am going to bring Dean on and let him share his part of the story, and then we'll have Vicki come on. So, Dean, we want to welcome you to the show. And if you could just start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Ann. It's great to hear you. Thank you for letting me join you tonight. I started investing when I was a teenager about almost 60 years ago. And as part of that, I'm not sure how I got invested. My parents didn't know anything about investing. But one day I just decided that I would go and explore more, and I walked into a brokerage house and I plunked down my life savings of $600 into a mutual fund. And since that time, I've been an avid investor. I found the organization called Better Investing, and that has helped me learn how to invest for the long term, how to use a disciplined approach, and it's been lots of fun. It really has been. One of the best investments I ever made is I met Vicki. And Vicki's on the line, and she might want to talk a little bit, but it was really nice to be able to meet her, and I became her mentor, and we both learned together how to invest.
Really, he just taught me. He knew most of it, but I did not. So, as a single mom with two kids in college and having my college savings plan for them turn into a real mess. When I went to take out those funds, it turned out that I had not invested wisely because I knew nothing about investing. And I went through my insurance person who told me it would be great and I would double my money. And it turned out that really I only had about 50% of the money that I had actually put into the investment program. So once my kids started college, I started doing all kinds of other things to try to generate money to pay for college for them. And they weren't the best strategies, but they were the only ones I knew, you know, like refinance my house and use credit cards and, you know, save money everywhere I could. But either way, within 3 years, I knew I was in trouble. And I knew Dean from church, and I knew he was a money guy. And so I kind of asked him if he would help me kind of wade through the mess I was in and helped me learn about how to fix this. And it took him a while to convince me, but he was very patient with me. Since I am not a math person, it took him probably 2 years to talk me through learning all about how about credit cards and how to pay them off and how to be very disciplined with a budget and try to pay off everything each month. And then when I was in a better place, he started teaching me about better investing and the investment strategies, and took me to a BINC, Better Investing National Convention, where I attended the beginning series for new people. And it was still overwhelming to me. There was so many terms that I didn't know and was confused by. So it took me still yet another year or two going to the Better Investment website and doing their logging on as a guest and doing their free educational classes and seminars and things and reading the articles that they had there for a guest to have access. And then I became more comfortable, even though my eyes glassed over a lot when he tried to talk to me about money and dollars. But eventually he convinced me, and I was able to join an investment club, and I was able to start saving and invest in my IRA and start getting some actual stocks and learning about ticker symbols and price to earnings ratios and all of these things. And it has helped me tremendously. So my point is to anyone who's out there who thinks math is not for them or the stock market is not for them, that you need to just bite the bullet, find a mentor, find someone who will be patient with you, take you through some of the seven seminars or webinars that you need to attend to try to learn this stuff, and don't procrastinate anymore. I just procrastinated way too long, even though he told me, oh, you can do this, you can do this. I was fearful. I just didn't trust it. I wanted to hold on to every dime I had and not invest it for fear of losing it. And that was a mistake. I know now that was a mistake. And so now, even though the market is very volatile right now, I'm not nervous about it. He's taught me well. And I've been very blessed to have a wonderful mentor and then great friend, best friend, and now husband. So I've learned so much from him. But I want everyone out there who's nervous about money, unfamiliar with money and the stock market, to just no longer procrastinate. Find someone you trust and then go to the Better Investing website and take the free seminars and learn all you can, and then you can move forward and better your life. So that's my story.
You know, Ann, one of the reasons I asked Vicki to join us tonight was I think she brings a real nice perspective that Better Investing supports, and that's long-term investing. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be able to understand how to invest. It's a lot of common sense and the tools of discipline and finding a good growth company, investing for the long term, using the stock selection guide, which gives you a very visual display of how a stock is performing, and then working within an investment club so you have people to encourage you and to answer your questions. I think Vicki is an excellent example of how someone goes from not knowing anything about investing or the stock market or financial empowerment, and how with a little bit of education, they can succeed and become very successful.
So I think it's interesting in listening to Vicki's story, Dean, and Vicki, both of you, in that I'm curious, was there something maybe in your backstory or your background in growing up that had you fearful of making that first step? If you could share that, because I think it would be very helpful for our listeners, for people listening in, calling in, And it would really be good for people to understand how you can really make a difference in your life if you were to actually go ahead and actually do that.
Vicki,
yeah,
what was your background?
For me, when I grew up, money was always tight. Neither of my parents or step-parents knew anything about planning for retirement. None of them did. None of them knew what the stock market was or did anything with the stock market. We always lived paycheck to paycheck or on food stamps. And so when I was employed and had a steady job for years, I thought, I got this made. I've got money coming in on a regular basis. I'm good. I thought I had a plan for saving for college. That didn't work because I didn't know enough about where to put my trust and where to put my money. So education is the big piece, learning that. And then for me, it was always, you just keep the money you have. You don't waste it. You don't spend it. But I never knew the perspective of make your money grow for you, make it work for you. I never had heard that before until Dean started teaching me these things. And I was a slow learner because math isn't my forte. So I was very fearful about losing money because I'd had this bad experience with investing over $14,000 and having only $7,000 when I was done. And so I didn't trust that market. It sounded way too volatile to me and way too risky, like gambling. I didn't know there was an educational side to it, that you could research the companies, that you can make intelligent choices. It's not just like throwing money on a gambling table and wishing for Lady Luck to you know, earn money for you. I had no idea. So I think being fearful is definitely a hindrance to being able to take that first step. And whatever your history is, whether that's, you know, not having a lot of money growing up or whether that's a misinformation about, you know, you have a steady job and you're good to go. Both of those things were not a good foundation for me. Both of them were fallacies. So I think education is the key, and that's what I love about Better Investing. It's all about educating people. It's all about taking you from the very basic of information where I started, where Dean started with me, was very basic, helping me understand credit cards, helping me understand debt management and payments and budgets. It was basic. So I thought I knew I had a checkbook. Just don't let it go below zero. You'll be okay. No, those things do not get you ahead. So, you know, that was how much math training I had. I know I hear you laughing, but really, my mother gave me a checkbook when I went to college, and she said, just don't go below zero. That's all I had.
Listen. You are preaching to the choir, and I had a similar experience. And, Dean, what about you? Did you have any kind of investing in your background to prepare you to do what you're doing today? Because I think lots of people who may think of investing say, "No, I don't know how." Well, how did you get here?
That's an interesting question because no one in my family was an investor. It was similar to Vicki's background, where my mother and father worked and they spent their money. For some reason, I took to numbers and I took to the stock market. I can't explain how, but I went to school. I became an engineer. From that, I went and received a master's degree in financial planning. And I've used that to do a lot of pro bono work or free work to help people who need financial encouragement or financial education to help them learn how to manage their money. So I don't know how I got to where I am. I don't know why. It was just something that happened. And I'm very fortunate that the path that the good Lord gave me was the path that led me to where I am today.
Well, I tell you what,
the amazing piece.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I was just going to tell you the amazing piece of this for our lives was that Dean was graduating with that financial degree, and I had heard him say that, and I was like, okay, I kind of know this guy. He goes to my church. I'll ask him to help me, and he, because I heard him say, well, you know, I'm trying to do some pro bono work now that I want to do this. I'm like, can I be one of those people, please? Because, you know, I called around to see about debt consolidation companies, and, you know, they need you to pay them in order to do that for you. And I didn't have money to pay a debt consolidating firm to fix it for me. So I think I was one of his first pro bono cases.
Well, the returns on investment are serious. I want to thank you. We have lots of callers that's calling in. And if you'd like to participate in the conversation, we're talking about my investing story. And we're all volunteers with the National Association of Investors Corporation, better known as Better Investing. And we are a not-for-profit, volunteer-driven educational organization founded in 1951 by a small group of individual investors looking for a better way. And several years later, we are stronger than ever as volunteers across the United States, helping to educate. We're not selling any stocks. We're not making any kind of stock recommendation or anything like that. So if you'd like to know more information, you can go to betterinvesting.org. And I want to come back to the conversation about how the two of you then began to be involved as a couple in the volunteer organization. Can you share with us how did that start, either one of you?
Well, I guess the volunteer, I was a volunteer with Better Investing for a number of years. I started in roughly 2000 as a chapter volunteer. I've been in an investment club since the early 80s. I enjoy helping other people learn about investing and learning about the stock market and how to be disciplined. And I think Vicki sort of came along to learn a little bit more, and I was able to get her involved in volunteering with Better Investing, and she's now part of the planning process for putting on the national convention once a year for Better Investing. But Vicki, maybe you have more detail you'd like to share on how you became a volunteer.
Well, actually, by attending the national convention, I found that people were very, very helpful. When I initially went, I was very confused, and I was asking the teacher lots of questions. And as I met these people who were choosing to be instructors, who come from all walks of life, they're not all financial planners, they're nurses and, you know, high school teachers and all kinds of different walks of life who have managed to learn through Better Investing about how to invest. And then they volunteer to teach others. That's their fun thing. That's what Dean has so much fun doing. And as I attended the conference and met more and more people who were just on fire about helping others, it was very contagious. Certainly very contagious. People were very friendly, very helpful all the time. And so I decided to do what I could. I certainly was not at a level to do any kind of instructing like all of these other people, but I could certainly help out in some way. So luckily for me, the people at the registration desk were willing to have a rookie come in and help them with registration and greeting people. And I totally love being at the registration desk and welcoming people to bank, especially people who are attending for their first time, because I know they are just going to walk out the door with such excitement and a new zest for learning about the whole investment program. As much as I was confused that first year when I attended it, I was still on fire about learning more, because everybody was so successful. All of their stories were unique, but yet successful. They were positive. So it's a very positive environment, and it's They're very fun people to work with, and they all want to help others learn financial literacy. So I was hooked.
Now, what about
and
the
that
children?
Brings up a...
Go ahead, Dean.
I was going to say that brings up an excellent point. Last year at the National Convention, we started something called Financial Empowerment, which people who were not familiar with investing and maybe had similar to where Vicki might have been in the early stages of not knowing exactly how to budget or how to take care of their finances. We had a few classes that were put on called Financial Empowerment, where people could learn how to manage their money and the benefits of investing in the stock market, the benefits of budgeting. And that would prepare people to become investors who could then go to the national convention once a year and join the Better Investing Organization and become a successful investor. So unfortunately, we had to cancel, because of the virus, we had to cancel the convention this year, but we will have another convention next May in 2021, and we'll also have a financial empowerment session as part of that.
Absolutely. Well, being a part of that, and that's what motivated actually this show to start, because I do believe that we all have an investing story. And with that investing story, I think it's very valuable to share that story, because in sharing the story, it helps others to know you too can invest. And it does not take a lot of money. So I was getting ready to ask the two of you about the children, and if your children are also investing.
Let's see, are there children involved? Well, from an investment club point of view, we have been able to encourage our children to become partners or members in an investment club. Our children are in their early 30s to mid-30s, and they are now putting in money monthly for their long-term growth. So we started with our children who are in their 30s, but I'm sure there's plenty of grandparents or even parents who might have younger children who could start their path towards being a better investor.
And it might be good to make the point that each of them are at a different level of being able to contribute to that. You don't need a lot of money to start investing and to be in an investment club. Our club, you can put in $5 a month up to $50 a month. And of course, everybody puts in what they decide is appropriate for themselves. But $5 a month, at least it's a start, and you will watch it grow. Mm-hmm. And then when you can, it's $10 a month or $25 or $35 in order to gain your confidence and learn more about the market from your club members. As you start to learn more, you'll be more confident and be more willing to put money in. I mean, I started with, you know, $10 because I wasn't sure. So, but I've learned so much that I put the full amount in each month. So,
and even more important than having the children contribute monetarily is they're getting the education. And the education on how to invest is a lifelong learning experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm a witness, and actually I think we might have a question from one of those young millennials whose last four digits is 4967, if you have a question. And we want to also let all of our callers know that if you'd like to participate in the conversation, just press 1 on your phone, and we will open your dial, and you can definitely come in and participate in the conversation. So caller with the last four digits, 4967, your microphone is open.
Hi, Dean and Vicki Yeager. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I was delighted to actually hear it again, because being at the Better Investing National Conference last year, I was actually awestruck, Vicki, when you gave your testimony at the beginning of our presentation, because that story of coming out of debt and needing to take baby steps to get to where you are was so relatable to really everybody in the group. The one question that I had, especially for you, Vicki, as you were learning under Dean's leadership and turning your financial life around, what were some of the books that you remember reading either then or now that kind of had a lasting financial impact on your life?
Books is what you're asking?
Yes.
Usually I started with the BI Better Investing magazine because that's what Dean gave me. And Better Investing had some books that they published that I used as well, at initially using all of those to understand more about all that lingo that was initially so confusing to me. I found those to be the most helpful for me because they were laid out, you know, curriculum-based. This is what you need to know. This is how you study it and then practice it and then using the website. I read books that Dean gave me about that first, Dean, remind me the name of the women's investment club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was
that's like
with the Beardstown ladies.
Beardstown ladies. Yeah, so a couple of those books about how people got started, and that was reassuring to me as well. So, but most of what I read was published by Better Investing.
And caller, the main reason I didn't want Vicki to be exposed to a textbook on financial analysis. I wanted to keep it light. I wanted to keep it very simple and straightforward. And some of the things from Better Investing, some of the books, I think there's a book out there called Baby Billionaire. And last week I know Jackie Kosky was on, and she talked about, I think, letters to my daughter or something, financial letters. Very well-written, easy-to-understand books are much, much better when you're starting than getting a in-depth textbook on how to do financial analysis.
Wow. You know, we're approaching the time to wrap up the show, but I just want to add that this is one of the reasons why this show was created, because where do you go to have a conversation just to take the first step without technical analysis and really begin to understand that we all have the power to empower ourselves to become educated? And even if it's just a matter of reading the books that you're suggesting, and maybe the guests we have on next week, we can maybe make some recommendations of some books that just basic investors can begin to read. And again, we're not promoting any kind of stock purchase or anything like that. We're coming on to just share about my investing story. So each person has a story, and our desire is to come on and share, allow our audience to share their story. And so as we prepare to wrap up, Dean and Vicki, do you have any additional comments you'd like to make before we wrap up the show?
I think everyone should take responsibility of their financial future. And if you're scared or if you're not sure what to do, take the first step. Maybe you go to the Better Investing website, www.betterinvesting, all one word, .org, or you find a mentor who you feel comfortable and trust as far as financial wherewithal is concerned. But don't be afraid. Take the first step and take control of your future from a financial point of view.
And know that education is the basis. You just need to
awesome.
Find someone who will teach you. You don't know what you don't know, and you just have to ask. There are many people who are willing to share a plethora of knowledge in this area, so don't procrastinate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I just want to just remind our listeners that you have been listening to My Investing Story. And the show was created to share the stories of individual investors. My name is Ann McMillan. I'm also a Better Investing volunteer. And tonight we're talking with Dean and Vicki Yeager about their investing story. And as we've already heard, Vicki knew nothing about investing when she started. And then she started following Dean around to tutor her. And the rest is their story, because eventually they got married and volunteers with this organization. Now, I'm saying that because, you know, you have a lot of people who are not like-minded and like-spirited. I can't think of anything better next to salvation, if you will, that we can have like-minded and like-spirited couples who have a servant heart to give and to share. And I also want to remind our listeners that this awesome organization that we know as Better Investing, you know, we want to make sure you know that what we're not, you know, we're not day traders, we're not professional investment advisors or stockbrokers or bond traders. We don't deal in penny stocks. We don't teach buying on margin or using borrowed money. We don't teach technical analysis or charting. We don't teach options, trading. But what we do teach is how to help you become a financial empowered individual through education. And so I am just so excited, Dean and Vicki, to have you come on and share your investing story. And if you have any closing remarks to share with our listeners before we wrap up, I just want to thank all of our listeners that are calling in and also those of you that will be listening in the future. So, Dean, if you want to wrap us up.
I think just take control of your financial future. This blog radio that Ann has put together is excellent. You hear the motivation from other people and their investing stories. As they say, you can do it. You can take control of your financial future and just do it.
All right. All right, Vicki, mm-hmm. Any comments after Dean? Yes, dear. Go ahead, please.
Well, you just have to take that little step of trusting someone and knowing that they have a good heart and that they will help you. And everyone at Better Investing has that heart. They're passionate about helping others so that they can be financially independent. And it is a worthy goal, and there are a lot of wonderful people to help you. And Anne, you're one of them. And I thank you so much for putting the show together, because I think it's going to help a lot of people who are out there and are unsure of what to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, we want to thank all of our listeners, and we will be back here next Wednesday with another special guest. We're not going to say who it is, because you've got to chime in at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for My Investing Story podcast. And again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives, and also a better investing volunteer. All right, so we're going to say good night, and we will see everybody again next week. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Anne.
Good night, Anne.
All right, bye-bye. Good night. Thanks.